I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The clock is ticking on Southern Sudan's January referendum. Although they established an overseeing commission, voter registration has yet to begin. Even if the vote does move ahead on schedule, the North still could go back on their word, hoping to reclaim the oil-rich South. Words of Hope's Lita Young says Sudanese Christians are praying for stability.
Through an exceptional effort, the Presbyterian Church of Sudan has arranged for a prayer for this referendum in Southern Sudan to be conducted in all of its church services this coming Sunday.
Visit our website for specific ways that you can pray. Elsewhere, Voice of the Martyrs Canada joins their concerns with reports coming out of Indonesia from Compass Direct and Asia News. Christians in Bekasi, West Java have faced growing opposition in recent months from Muslims opposed to Christianization. Church services throughout the city have been interrupted and Christians have been threatened. There's also a push for Sharia law in the region. Pray that the authorities would protect the believers against opposition from militant Islamic groups. And after a successful 4 years of child sponsorship in Africa, the Evangelical Free Church is branching out. EFCA's Global Fingerprints is getting ready to launch its second sponsorship program, this time in the slums of Calcutta, India. Global Fingerprints' Jill Hall says the ministry is coming alongside partners who are already helping.
We already had a heart for the ministry, and we're doing the ministry without us, and so by us coming alongside, we can hopefully expand and increase what they are able to do as they seek to show the love of Christ to those in their community.
It starts next month. Our website can help you get connected. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.